Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I do want to start the show with a bit of news that I'm sure was long awaited and long overdue for a good majority of the Yankee fans that are listening right now. The end, to the surprise of no one, of Greg Bird, but I think you'll even have more reason to celebrate when it comes to the end of Jacoby Ellsbury and the thought of Jacoby Ellsbury ever putting on a Yankee uniform ever again. Well, folks, that ship has sailed as he has been removed from the 40-man roster. The Yankees will be eating the remainder of his contract, and Jacoby Ellsbury's played his last game as a New York Yankee. And sometimes when you look at and evaluate a long-term contract, it just is that obvious to everybody involved that it was a monumental mistake. Sometimes with long-term contracts, there's a divide. In many cases, those first couple of years, you're thrilled about the player. Jacoby Ellsbury, though, on the other hand, is one of those contracts that I would say a good majority of Yankee fans hated right out of the gate. Remember, the Yankees and Robinson Cano, if you go back to the offseason of 2013, couldn't find common ground on a contract. Yankees offered Cano 7 for 175. Cano chases the 10-year deal with the Seattle Mariners, and he ends up leaving. The Yankees, because they missed the playoffs, or maybe it's due to the fact that going into that year, Boston had won the World Series, they decided they were going to be a big player in free agency. And say what you want about signing Cano, not signing Cano. That ship sailed a long, long time ago. Giving Ellsbury 7 years and $140-plus million was beyond asinine. He was a player with the Boston Red Sox whose game was always predicated on speed, his legs. You knew that wasn't going to age well. But what would bother me so much about the Jacoby Ellsbury contract is that unlike some other long-term deals where you can look at one or two, or if you're lucky, three or four elite-level years where the back end of the contract just didn't hold up and the back end of the contract just simply did not deliver, Jacoby Ellsbury did not give you one elite year in a New York Yankee uniform. Not one. The best year you're going to look at is season where he hit 270 with 14 home runs and he was making $24, $25 million a year. He never lived up to the billing of being this top-notch, all-world, exemplary center fielder. The player he was with the Boston Red Sox, that great 2011 season, even 2013, when he was a part of a team that went out and won a World Series, We never saw that version of Jacoby Ellsbury with the Yankees, and it leads me to this question. Do you put Jacoby Ellsbury in the category of the worst Yankee contract ever? I would argue yes. Now, I know what calls I'm going to get throughout the show. Hold on a second, JJ. What about Kayagawa? What about Carl Pavano? What about Jeff Weaver? What about Jared Wright? Yes, there are plenty of contracts, and I should exclude Jeff Weaver because he was a trade. Pavano was a free agent. Jared Wright was a free agent. Kayagawa was an all-time bad, all-time stiff free agent. Here's what makes the Ellsbury contract that much worse. The Yankees gave Jacoby Ellsbury 7 years. They got absolutely no production. When you think about the way the Yankees went about their business in the years to come, and remember the Yankees in 2017 needed a guy by the name of Justin Verlander. Yes, you could argue the Yankees should have said, luxury tax be damned. We're going over it. It does not matter. We're getting Justin Verlander. They didn't have that approach. And one of the main reasons why they were stuck between a rock and a hard place and couldn't pull off the Verlander move, they were stuck with Jacoby Ellsbury's contract. The duration, the production, the lack of performance. Kayagawa was a three-year commitment. And the reason to me it's not worse than Ellsbury, it didn't stop the Yankees from doing what they wanted to do. They signed Kayagawa in 2007. We could tell right out of the gate, the guy stunk. He was awful. It was a joke. He's pitching on the mound with the Oakley sunglasses, getting rocked at the old Yankee Stadium. But remember, the Yankees went out in May of that year. Roger Clemens was in George's box. Roger Clemens got a prorated contract where he made a boatload of money. So it did not stop the Yankee way of doing business at all. Ellsbury did. That's why for me, it will always age. It'll always be the worst contract Brian Cashman ever gave out. And for my years of being a Yankee fan, it'll go down as the worst contract I've ever seen from a Yankee standpoint. You hope you don't see one down the line that's worse. I know some people are going to say, well, what about Giancarlo Stanton? Look, say what you want about Stanton over the next 8 years. Or however long he's with the New York Yankees. He in 1 year, regardless of his postseason, gave you more production and more performance than Jacoby Ellsbury ever did in a Yankee uniform. And by no means am I a fan of Giancarlo Stanton, but what's fair is fair. The Jacoby Ellsbury angle of this, sickening, good riddance, goodbye, sayonara. The end of Greg Bird as a New York Yankee? Look, it's been in the cards now for the last 2 years. But in a way, kind of find it sad. Because you go back to when Greg Bird was called up in 2015. There was so much promise about his upside, his potential, his future place within the middle of the order of the New York Yankees. And Greg Bird had moments in a Yankee uniform. In 2015, he was great down the stretch, replacing Mark Teixeira. In 2017, and I know it feels like a long, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, but who was the best Yankee hitter in that 2017 ALCS against the Houston Astros? It wasn't Aaron Judge. It wasn't Gary Sanchez. It wasn't Didi Gregorius. Yankees' best hitter in that series was none other than Greg Bird. The talent I always thought was there to be a successful big league first baseman and provide that lefty pop that has been missing for the Bombers. Where Bird lost me, feel like Cronkite basically. Once you lose Cronkite, you lose the war. Well, for me, once you lose me, you're losing the Yankee fan. I mean, not to compare myself to Walter Cronkite, but you get the analogy. Bird lost me. middle of 18, stunk up the joint, playing poorly, has a terrible game, makes an error in the field, strikes out a couple of times, and was beyond cavalier and was beyond arrogant in the way that he approached a media member, basically saying that he was going to have 10,000 more at-bats in the big leagues and that'll have plenty of time to figure it out. And my thought was, for a guy who basically has done nothing in the big leagues, has been unable to stay on the field, who the hell are you to say you're going to have 10,000 more at-bats? That kind of marked the beginning of the end. Because Greg Bird wasn't on the postseason roster in 18. Last year, you saw him for basically 2 weeks, and then he missed the remainder of the year. And now the Yankees say, enough is enough. Greg Bird will always be in that category of what could have been. Ellsbury, we know what he was before he even got to New York. He was a has-been. He was a guy who performed with the Boston Red Sox, was never worthy of that contract, and yet the Yankees decided to give it to him. So this Thursday, two moves that shouldn't come as a surprise to any of us listening. Greg Bird done as a New York Yankee. Jacoby Ellsbury done as a New York Yankee. Bird, that one might hurt a little bit more. Although, it's been inevitable the last 2 years. Ellsbury will go down as the worst contract the Yankees have ever given out. Get aboard, 877-337-6666. We know any New York team, any franchise, going to give out a bad contract to two. From a Yankee standpoint, do you now view Jacoby Ellsbury as the worst contract that the franchise has ever signed?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.